By the side of the divine, Cassandra seeks the truth and finds her warring blade cut so sublime. Royal hearts near foreign minds, varied charms with clever words, vendor of exotic goods, writer of salacious books, rogue a dwarf with ragged legs, soulless mysterious elven mage, mastered magic by his own hand, not a Dalish or a city elf, skeptic born into lovely land, Dorian rebuilt against countrymen, a mage from the tavern or imperium, charming and suave and just slightly suspect. These are the early days we defend. And then the later ones came to the fate, like Sarah who stayed to tempt their fate. But we all know she was but a rogue, the taverns still sing her name. Like Wallace, secrets of Grey Warden, proud of his life in isolation, brooding and strong, protector of all, recruiting the brave to join the cause. Iron Bull's loyal, indulgent one, a past brilliant agent of those who run. The Bull's charges now stay in his sight, but he still finds the time to roar through the night. Vivian, Madame, respect of the mages throughout the world, ruthless to fight by inquisitor's side, defying expectations only to rise. Then there's the Corsair Revered evermore, like Commander Cullen, who led his men through the Inquisition. A Templar, a knight who stayed with the fight, stout and right. Oh, sister knights in gales, spy mistress veiled in beauty and vow, or lazy and bar, both tender and hard, brave and bold. Joseph and noble with bright acumen, with grace and charm in hand, ambassador to the wealthy and shrewd, Inquisitor surely stands because of these souls.